So, Dr. Alawite, tell me a little bit first about what inspired this study.
There's been a lot of interest in the use of social media, and there's also been a lot of reports coming out that narcissism has been on the rise, and you know, people are getting a little bit more self-centered compared to previous years, previous generations. And we were wondering if there was a link between this rise in narcissism and our levels of empathy. How are we able to relate to our fellow man, and whether or not social media might play a role in that? Millennials have been labeled as the Generation Me, but the question really that we wanted to ask, or I wanted to ask as a researcher, was, does social media, specifically does Facebook, feed into that? And what role does social media, use of social media, have? And so to investigate that, we had asked our participants, we asked them questions about how often they use Facebook. We also asked them how they felt about their profile picture. And first of all, tell us whether or not they were in their profile picture, how often they changed their profile picture, and whether or not they would rate their profile picture as being cool or attractive or, you know, fashionable.
And so what were some of the things that you found?
Yeah, actually, the surprise finding was that, you know, a lot of the other, typically social media, Facebook in particular, is used more so for just to connect to our peers, to friends we may have gone to college with, or even high school or grade school, and it wasn't used primarily as a narcissistic tool. So in other words, the way in which, the frequency in which we like different posts, or even post or update our posts, or leave comments, none of those kinds of Facebook activity was associated with narcissistic behaviors. And, you know, we did ask them a whole range of, to describe their use of Facebook, and it was interesting for us to see that, you know, the way in which we use Facebook typically isn't to, you know, for self-promoting activities. And again, you know, this is, again, a general pattern. I think if someone is a narcissistic individual, they could be using Facebook in such a manner. But the majority of us tend to use Facebook as a means to stay connected rather than for self-promotion.
So what would be some of the indicators of a more narcissistic personality on Facebook?
First of all, how people perceive their profile pictures. So those who rated their profile pictures as being more attractive and more cool tended to, those kinds of high ratings would actually predict their levels of narcissism. And we also found that how often they would update their profile pictures did seem to be linked to their narcissism levels as well.
So does this then sort of reflect some of the misperceptions that we hold about social media and the role it plays?
I would suggest that Facebook, again, in particular, as that was the nature of our study, that can actually encourage us to adopt different perspectives because we're exposed to different people that we may not be exposed to in our daily life. And so, you know, if you go to a small high school, for example, you may not get to meet other people who live in a different city or a different state or even a different country. But I think that social media can actually widen our horizons and help us to become more open-minded, to adopt different perspectives, to understand different perspectives.